Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, as you know, yesterday a heavily armed man and woman dressed for battle opened fire on a holiday banquet for his co-workers, killing 14 people and seriously wounding more than a dozen others in a precision assault, the authorities say. Hours later, they both died in a shootout with police, which was televised all over every single news outlet. The authorities were trying to determine a motive, and while we don't know the motive yet, this much is clear. We need to have more conversations about mental illness, why two seemingly normal people go bad, gun control, as derisive as it is in this country, and there's people right now all over Facebook saying that if everybody was armed inside that holiday banquet party, that this wouldn't have happened. And people are coming out on both sides of the fence. And it just seems to me that that is not what we should be discussing. We should be discussing how these two people got guns so easily, because the two rifles and the two handguns that were recovered at the scene were bought legally in the United States. And these long guns and their ammunition can go through protective vests. That means that they could easily kill police officers or anybody else. And what does that tell us? That we're not protected in any way, shape, or form? That these guns were legal and yet they could go through those vests? I'm a mom of two kids. You all know that about me. I talk about my kids all the time. This violence that happened was at a place dedicated to helping people with developmental disabilities. Very disabled kids. So even if they weren't targeted, my kids asked me what happened. And as a parent, it is a very hard thing to discuss these kinds of things. And my daughter said, I heard it was a place for disabled kids. Why would someone go in and shoot up a place for disabled kids? And I didn't even have the answer. Whether these two people were motivated by religious fanaticism, we don't know that yet. Whether they were mentally ill, both of them, or one, because we have learned that mental illness in one partner can carry over to the other partner if they're convincing enough. And we don't know the motive. We don't know whether it was just a work dispute and this guy just snapped and brought his wife in with him. We don't know the motive. But as a parent, you wonder how you talk to your kids about this. There's so many things now going on in the world that are so scary. And workplace bullying, the kids really have all of this on their plate. And I don't think we had quite the amount. This is seeming to happen every single week. And the president came out and saying, yes, this is happening every single week. And this one was a big one. And when they happen at places where kids are involved, so let's talk about, how do you talk to your kids about this? What do you even say? Well, it could bring up that discussion about mental illness and how some people are just not able to articulate their feelings, so they go towards violence, or they're not getting the help that they need. And then that leads to the discussion of how mentally ill people, if these two were, or one of them, how they got guns. Because in one of those sort of papers that you fill out to get your VoIP card, it asks you if you're mentally ill, and if you say no, it's up to you to say yes or no. And of course, who's going to say yes? So this is about gun control. It is. It's about mental illness. It may be called domestic terrorism. We'll learn the motive, and when we do, we'll talk about that as well, because we need to explore these avenues, as politicized as they are. It's sad and tragic and happening all too often. So stay with us. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.